Hi, it's great to have you with us for another week of the Muswell Hill Methodist Church podcast. In this week's episode, Reverend Matt talks about sharing Jesus' love with others. We're always excited to share in God's love at Muswell Hill, so head to our website or social media to see what we're doing at the moment. Before we listen to Matt's sermon, let's turn to the Bible. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives and you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha, the Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I can do for you before I am taken from you." "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said, "yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel." And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Mark 9:2-9. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, they were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son whom I love, listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead.
I always pray that as we come to church, that we leave from this place like a transformer, that we can be transformed in all that we have. And so we're just going to look for a few moments at the importance of witness and telling. The importance of witness and telling. Now, I don't know about you, but I am terrible at keeping secrets. And I'm probably the one where if there's something happening, it's a secret gathering in a family, you don't tell me. I remember it was my mum and dad's anniversary, and we was going out to surprise them with an anniversary cake. And we were about to go out, me and Helen and my sister Sarah, were about to go out the house, and mum and dad were there, and I said, just a conversation, how much did they say was that cake again? I'm always forgetting to keep a secret. So if you want a secret about a party or something, tell Helen and not me, okay? And I'll just turn up later on. But I am also good in my role at keeping secrets. As a minister, there are many people that will come to me and say, will you not tell anybody? It's interesting sometimes when we look at pastoral, how sometimes people can know stuff before it gets to the minister. But actually, as what is shared with me, I try to keep it a secret. Unless something like a safeguarding issue happens, then I've then got to speak to John, our safeguarding officer, and to share it together. But a secret in band is really important, depending on what it is. There are times when we do have to keep secrets. Who do you tell? And when and why? After you've found out, who do you go on and to tell that person? There are things that I know that Helen doesn't know. And there's things that Helen knows that I don't know. And so when we keep secrets, it's really important. And I share that because in Mark 9, verse 9, Jesus says to his disciples, tell no one. Tell nobody of what you have seen. Imagine what the disciples would have felt. It's not a normal day, is it, where you're up on a mountain and somebody all of a sudden glows and two people on either side come out. And Peter is excited and he wants to say, actually, let's have three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But Jesus says, do not tell anybody. So maybe it was a good job that I wasn't on top of that mountain. But much has been written, by the way, in what Mark talks about, that recently insists that people should keep the messianic, the Jesus message, a secret. That nobody in Mark's gospel says that we should keep secrets about what Jesus is doing. There are circumstances in which we keep secret. A surprise holiday. A present may be kept a secret. Whatever it is, we all hold on to secrets. And Jesus invites his three closest disciples to go on top of a mountain, and the disciples are dazzled by Jesus' altered appearance, in contrast to the voice that spoke to Jesus in his baptism. When Jesus is baptized, actually afterwards, I don't think after here you'll be going into the wilderness for 40 days. But Jesus goes out of the water, and the voice from heaven says, this is my son who I am well pleased. The voice from heaven again, the same voice, God the Father, speaks to his disciples to say, listen to him before they go back down to reality. Today is Transfiguration Sunday. And today concludes the Epiphany theme of the Revelation with the transfiguration of Jesus. His appearance with Moses and with Elijah places him with succession of witness and revelation, continued by the disciples where we were present, and indeed by us today. We reflect on the changes of being a disciple and the importance of passing on what we have received. The importance of telling, even though Jesus says to his disciples to keep it a secret. How many of us go from this place and we share the excitement about what we do here? It's why I say at the end, we are now entering a place of worship. Why do we come to church with a face on and leave with a face on? Why can we just share that excitement, what we have, with each other. Because what Jesus wants from us is to share all that we have, to be witnesses, to tell, to share in all that we have. So Jesus says to his disciples, don't tell anything. But from here, can we go from this place? Isn't it exciting that we've had a baptism this morning? Isn't it exciting that we can choose what we want to do and what we want to? And whilst there are people around the world who have to keep their faith a secret, that we have that freedom to be able to come and to worship God and however we want to. So may this be our mountaintop experience, where we can be transformed and that we leave from this place telling others all that we have seen. And telling others doesn't always mean actually getting a loudspeaker on this on the Broadway and yelling people. Telling also means walking alongside people, that actions can speak louder than words. And so as we approach that Lent season from Wednesday, as we approach that Lent season, we can't get to the Easter garden unless we have journeyed through each with each other. That our theme for Lent is unbounded love. That we look together, that we can be transformed by God's love. As the hymn says, love divine. So I pray, friends, that as we go from this place, that we tell the people all around us, witness to tell the love of Jesus. And to hold Jesus so close in your hearts of unbounded love, now and always. Amen.
We're so glad you chose to listen to this sermon, and we hope that you'll join us again soon. Until next time, God bless you.